So what are we expecting from BBC today?
I'm just going to a building where broadcasts take place with some friends I've known over the years, work, and check it out. What do you think?
I'm glad.
What do you think will happen? What does it mean to you, the BBC? Does it mean something to you?
It does. How can I put this without sounding like a fool?
Are they like a government?
Almost like they are what you call Englishness.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm making any sense here, but the BBC to me, when it comes to the radio and the news and the presenters and the programs and what they provide, seems to be Englishness.
Okay.
Like, if that's a word.
Well, that's interesting, because often, just to walk with you on this is, and I listen to Radio 4. Mm. I endorse some of these programs, great, fantastic, and other BBC programs.
Mm.
But there are days when I think, let me listen to Britain. Is what I say.
And we are talking world service here.
Yeah. Let me listen to Britain.
This is the image, the shop window, you know.
That's right, that's what I do.
Even more than the inside.
Yeah. And because there are days when it really comes across that way, that I'm in Britain's front room.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
As a black guy, you know.
As a black guy.
Well, I say that, I suppose, because there are other people who wouldn't take that on perhaps in the same way, but as a you know, I was born here, my folks come from Montserrat, and I wasn't always listening to you know, Radio 4 and stuff. It's kind of weird how it comes into the mix, but yeah, I enjoy good programming. I like to travel, and I can travel well sometimes on some of the broadcasts that come out, but there are those days, especially the ones where they have the radio plays, where, mate, I just think, steady. Then I start thinking about, God, I want to make some radio plays, because this is crack, I think. But they're really enjoying this, and it's kind of quite structured and kind of, you know.
I'm telling you, when to think.
And it's all a bit, aren't we witty and
yeah.
Witty. Like
yeah.
Not making me witty. Laugh. You're not making me laugh. You're busy being witty, and you like that stuff, but man, I can't get with that. Yes, I enjoy wit, don't get me wrong, but man, put some seasoning on it. At least put a little bit of that. What's that guy's name? Uncle Whatever's jerk seasoning. That won the big Dragon's Den.
Reggae
seasoning on your drama, man.
I have to admit, I always turn these things off away, because I just unbearable.
You know what's coming, and you just know what's coming. Bam, 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 and it has a sound in itself, their drama. And I know I'm generalising here, but I have to, because they generalise their drama.
Mm.
You know? It's almost like putting sitting down to tea, but taking your napkin, putting it in front of you, and I want you to digest this way.
Yeah.
That's how I hear it sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when they do some of that other gear as well, when I hear some cultural stuff all from Jamaica. It's still coming through some filter, their filter of some kind of... It's gone through their funnel, and then that is like,
they've already formed their opinion on it, and they want you to have that same opinion.
Yes.
So you can't think differently from what you're hearing. You've got to like take that in and believe that for gospel, in a sense where I feel like it's, I don't know, it's a bit like British Telecom, isn't it? It is everything that defines Englishness.
And you know, the joke of it is I know while they're getting stuff from all kinds of folk.
It all sounds the same.
You're right, it goes through the same thing and ends up
twisting it the way they want it.
And it loses something, I feel. I'm very interested in this process, what happens to it.
Mm.
It's almost turned into a McDonald's burger, do you know what I mean? Or perhaps we can look for something else. But
it all
tastes, yeah, you're getting the brand, the format, the way. And sadly, some of those ways are not for me. But you know, some programs work for me, and that's good. But the drama, I can't get with. I understand why, how some people do get with them, though, having said that. I do understand how they get with it, the archers and all this sort of stuff. You know, the kind of people living in the village of their lives, that village that they perhaps once knew, a world they once knew that they want to hang on to, the kind of, you know, the kind of listening to issues, wondering how they would respond. No, it's no different than listening to Easter, watching EastEnders, I guess,
yeah,
for some. But for me, you know, yeah, I like to do a bit of drama, man. But, you know, it's all very well me having a pop at them and everything else, but yeah, I'd like to know personally what I can do. That's what I'd like to know. So I'll have to work on that. See what comes.
But yeah, I think that's really the interesting point now for us, really, to find out, while we are reflecting on what we think they do,
yeah,
now we have a chance to find out, take it as an opportunity to reflect back on what we have been doing.